Kathy Hochul is not exactly a household name around New York State. The lieutenant governor, in her sixth year in office, has stayed in the shadows compared to the attention-seeking Andrew Cuomo.
It is my high honor to welcome you to...
Until recently, her most notable public appearances have been to introduce the governor at the annual State of the State speech and to talk up his agenda. But Hochul, known for her warm and upbeat personality, is a successful elected official in her own right. In 2011, she won a special election for a congressional seat and held it for 18 months until her defeat to the now disgraced Chris Collins. Hochul's grandparents emigrated from Ireland. Her father was a former steelworker in Lackawanna who rose to head his own information technology company. Hochul attended Syracuse University. She received her law degree from Catholic University. Her husband, and Bill, also a lawyer, is the former U.S. attorney for the Western District of New York. After law school, she worked in Washington for New York elected officials, including former New York Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. But she had to quit when she found the hours conflicted with looking after her small child. She shared the experience in an interview with public radio and TV last August.
I loved my job, but the hours were crazy. I mean, we would work morning till night, and sometimes through, we literally pulled all-nighters when they were in session. You have a child? Nobody to watch the kids.
She moved back to Buffalo, had another child, and eventually ran for town council in the suburb of Hamburg. 14 years later, she was elected as Erie County Clerk. Hochul, a lifelong Democrat, at the time was more conservative than liberal. She vocally opposed then-Governor Eliot Spitzer's efforts to grant driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants, saying that if they tried to apply, she'd call the sheriff to bring them in for questioning. And when she ran for Congress, the National Rifle Association endorsed her. Hochul has since changed her view on the driver's licenses, and she split with the NRA over the issue of school shootings. In 2014, the state's then lieutenant governor, former Rochester Mayor Bob Duffy, declined to seek re-election, saying back problems prevented him from continuing a busy travel schedule. Cuomo chose Hochul as a replacement, introducing her at the 2014 Democratic State Convention in a promotional video. She picked up travel duties with enthusiasm, often attending five or six events a day from Buffalo to New York City. Hochul's also been an avid participant in a series of sporting contests Cuomo's held to promote tourism, including the Adirondack Winter Challenge, where she broke her wrist and several ribs while attempting a ski jump. She recounted the experience at a meeting of the Common Ground Alliance in Long Lake, recorded by North Country Public Radio.
I dismissed the airbag completely. I want to tell you that the quality of health care in the North Country is really good.
Despite the injuries, the years of campaign-style appearances earned her a wide array of allies in every corner of the state. When Cuomo in 2018 indicated he might want Hochul off of the ticket, suggesting she might want to try again for her former congressional seat, Hochul asserted herself. She called a series of journalists into her private offices outside the Senate chamber to signal her intentions and then made clear that she intended to run for a second term as lieutenant governor.
The governor and I are running together, and when we are sworn in on January 1, 2019, you'll look back and say this is the biggest non-story of the year.
For the past year, during the COVID-19 pandemic, Cuomo has largely excluded the lieutenant governor from the management of the crisis. Hochul has issued just two brief statements on the sexual harassment allegations, saying that while the women's complaints need to be heard and taken seriously, she wants to wait for the ongoing investigation by the state's attorney general to play out. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.